The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had the faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant, has just come in from plowing or tending sheep at the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Once again, we're very blessed to have our friends from Mission Haiti to be with us this weekend. And before they give their brief talk, we just invite you to watch this video so that our hearts and minds can be open to how we've helped as God's people in the past, and God willing, how we will continue to help this year once again.
Holy Family is more than a place where we gather. It's a family of faith, connected not only to one another, but to brothers and sisters we may never meet in person. Today, we are called to stretch that connection across oceans, across cultures, to become a bridge that links our blessings to those in desperate need through our mission partner, Hands Together. Haiti is a nation of beauty, resilience, and deep faith, but also one where poverty, natural disasters, and political unrest have reached heartbreaking depths. Many families live without clean water. Children go to bed hungry. Education, health care, and safe shelter are out of reach for most. Father Tom Hagen and Doug Campbell, with Hands Together, serve in some of the poorest communities in Haiti, places the world often forgets. Their mission is simple and Christ-centered: to provide food, clean water, schools, medical care, and hope to the poorest of the poor. But they cannot do it alone. This is where we come in. Our parish can be a bridge, the living link between God's abundance here and the deep needs there. And a bridge is more than wood and stone. It is connection, compassion, and commitment. This past year, Holy Family Funds created a real bridge for children so that they could walk to Hands Together schools without wading through contaminated water. When we choose to give, pray, and stand alongside Hands Together, we extend our parish beyond these walls. We make it possible for a child to go to school, opening doors for a lifetime. We make it possible for a mother to bring her baby to a clinic instead of watching her grow sick without care. We may never set foot in Haiti, but through this bridge, our love can. We are asking you as individuals, as families, as church, to join our hands together enhancing and strengthening this bridge. Every prayer, every gift, every act of solidarity adds another strong beam of hope. No gift is too small. No prayer goes unheard. Together, our parish can become a steady passageway for God's grace, reaching places where despair threatens to win and where love can triumph instead. This is more than charity. This is unity in Christ. As Saint Teresa of Avila reminds us, we are called to be His hands, His feet. Let us in faith be His hands that strengthen and His feet that carry both hope and love. Let us answer that call together. Hands together. Holy Family. One bridge of hope.
My fellow missionaries, what a joy to be here. As I look out at you, I think almost 20 years ago, I stood in this pulpit, and I called you fellow missionaries then. And as the years have gone on, I've grown to appreciate you more and more. Your parish makes me proud of being a Roman Catholic. As I look out at you, I realize indeed each of us has a mission. One of our great saints, John Cardinal Newman, said that God has given each of us a unique mission. We may not even know what our mission is until our afterlife, but it has something to do with building a better world. Mother Teresa of Calcutta once said, "Don't be overwhelmed by all that you see in the world. Don't feel that you cannot do something significant about this world of ours. Simply make a resolution that the next person that comes into your space walks away a little better and a little happier." And my fellow missionaries, I believe you, the parishioners of this wonderful parish, that's part of your mission. And you have indeed have helped some of the poorest people in the world. Without you, we could not have done it. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Someone once said that a mission by itself is pure drudgery. A dream by itself is pure nonsense. But a dream and a mission together is the hope of the world. Every time I come here and see you, I feel my dream is renewed. And I'll go back to Haiti in a few days. I just came up a couple of days ago. And things are tough there now. Matter of fact, this morning, I got the bad news that we had 200 sacks of rice stolen by the gangs, maybe a couple hundred miles from us, but we were bringing it down on a road, and they stopped the truck, and that's it. But we have to deal with all those things. But my message to you today is this: never give up. And please, I beg you from the bottom of my heart, never abandon your Catholic faith. It's one of God's greatest gifts. And in this particular parish, as I just said, makes me proud of being a Roman Catholic. You make Jesus real, and that's so important. And I want to thank Rick from the bottom of my heart for all you have done, and your predecessors as well, for our poor in Haiti. So we never forget you. And hopefully with God's grace, I'll be back next year and thank you again. But I pray that you'll never give up the mission you have, and that is to build a better world. God bless you, God love you, and thanks for all you do for us. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Sister Mary Sean. I'm a Dominican Sister Mission San Jose, and I had the privilege of going to Haiti in 2018 with the delegation from this parish. It was an incredible experience. I wanted to go because I have not experienced a third world country until Haiti, and it was truly the experience of poverty, beauty, simplicity in people. We did go to Port-au-Prince and to Cité Soleil. We lost a great donor a couple months ago who also went on that trip, Dolores Tutich. She went for the first time. She was 94. She died a couple weeks ago at the age of 101, and she was a great donor to the wells, to the water projects in Haiti. What influenced me the most was the simplicity of life. They have nothing, and so they want nothing. It's so different from here, where I have everything, and I want more, because I know what more is. And so the influence it had on me was to live more simple and to know I don't need this. I don't need more. And I do try to live that. We ask you today to dig into your pockets. You have the brochure, and you have the envelope. And we ask you to be as generous as you can. Father Tom says this is the most supportive parish that there is in the U.S. that supports the mission of Haiti. It can be cash, it can be check, it can be Visa. You can go onto the website and do through the website. So we thank you. We thank Father Ricky and the parish for each year us being able to come back and to make this appeal. And we thank you very much for your goodness and your generosity and living more simple. Thank you.